This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with Kay Robertson, the matriarch of the Duck Dynasty clan, about her new cookbook in just a moment. But first, some people believe that pregnant women have a little bit of their brain power taken away thanks to the baby. They call it baby brain, but it turns out it's not real. Scientists have proven that it isn't actually something that happens. Any woman who thinks they have experienced this are just making it up in their own mind. It could be that the stress, self-doubt, and feelings of sickness and exhaustion could be causing women to feel they aren't living up to their usual level. Since 80% of pregnant women say they have memory issues, this study could be controversial. The goal was not to prove that women were wrong, but to give them confidence that they can operate as well as before, even after they've had a pregnancy. Experts say using your smartphone while watching TV is bad for you. Using several electronic devices at once releases a hormone that can have the same effect as being high on drugs. And they warn such multitasking lowers your IQ because people who check Facebook on their smartphone while watching TV are training their brains to be disorganized. DirecTV has ended the popular ad campaign featuring actor Rob Lowe and his alter egos, neurotic losers, scary loners, and degenerates. DirecTV says it's moving on to a new series of commercials featuring Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue cover model Hannah Davis and a talking horse. Hannah Davis, by the way, is the girlfriend of retired Yankee Derek Jeter. And perhaps coincidentally, on Tuesday, the National Advertising Division sided with several complaints about the low ads from Comcast Cable Company. A unit of the Better Business Bureau that reviews ads for truthfulness ruled DirecTV should stop using the claims made in the campaign. The group said there was no evidence to back up claims that DirecTV had greater signal reliability, shorter customer service wait times, and better picture and sound quality than cable companies. DirecTV said in a statement that it would appeal the NAD's findings, saying Rob Lowe's ads were so outlandish and exaggerated that no reasonable consumer would expect the claims to be proven. Some sad TV news. Roscoe P. Coltrane has left us. The Dukes of Hazzard sheriff, James Best, died this week at the age of 88 after a brief illness. A close friend of the actor says Best died in hospice in North Carolina due to complications from pneumonia. Although he's been a busy actor for decades in theater and in Hollywood, Best didn't become famous until 1979 when The Dukes of Hazzard took off. For seven seasons, his character, Roscoe P. Coltrane, chased the moonshine-running Duke boys back and forth across the back roads of fictitious Hazzard County, Georgia. Best served in the Army during World War II before launching his acting career. Sacramento tried to break a record by hosting the world's largest Easter egg hunt. Thousands of kids attended to search for 500,000 eggs hidden around the city. Several people got angry because parents started pushing and swearing at the kids. Parents grabbed eggs for their kids while several younger children were crying after being shoved out of the way. The event didn't qualify for a world record, but it had more eggs than any other egg hunt in the world. The Duck Dynasty matriarch, Kay Robertson, is out with another cookbook. Hey, how are you, Kay?
Hey, I'm great.
I love the look of this book here. This is great.
It's pretty, isn't it?
It is pretty. Tell us the overall purpose of this book. It says celebrating family and friends, and I guess that's really what it's all about.
It is. You know, this is my second cookbook. I had another one, a first one. I don't know if you're familiar with that one, but that was my original Miss Kay cookbook. But this one is just an add to, and it just makes every occasion and all the holidays more special and just special ways to plan. I know I've always not been the best organized person, but I'm trying to help other people as I'm doing this better that they can learn how to organize and do special things for special holidays.
Well, you know, I just opened up the book and I came right to page 18, the slow cooker pork barbecue sliders. My God, I feel like I could eat the page.
I could actually eat that myself right now. But yes, that is so, so very, very good. And I'm a real fan of that, you know, the Boston butt, as they would say, cooking it. And I love it. I love it this way. And I've always cooked, well, just all different kind. I guess you could say I'm not a vegetarian. I like all the different kind of meats. They're special to me, and it brings back a lot of memories from home.
And where is home?
Ida, Louisiana, which is North Louisiana, right above Shreveport, Louisiana, if anybody's, what they could do if they're driving across the United States, it's in between Vicksburg, Mississippi, and Dallas, Texas. Straight line, Interstate 71, and you hit Shreveport, and right above Shreveport is where I'm from, right on the Arkansas line. Actually, my town, you can be in Arkansas and Texas within 15 minutes of each other.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me you could, like, stand on a line and have 1 foot in Arkansas and 1 foot in Louisiana or something.
I did that. Now, that was a place Phil and I lived in Junction City. We lived in, we actually lived on the Arkansas side, but right slap down in the middle of the town, half was Louisiana and half was Arkansas. So I've lived there.
Well, that's pretty cool. And now I just turned to another page, 209, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised. There's a duck recipe.
All right, let me get to it with you.
Roasted duck with apple.
Andouille. That's it.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds good, too.
I know. That's melting your mouth. The andouille are a little bit hot, but they're good. They're very good. Oh, man, that's a good Cajun type feel to it there.
And so are all these really your original recipes or handed down through your family, that kind of thing?
Yeah, friends. Now, friends have contributed to help me, but I put my own twist to everything. I mean, you know, Miss Kay's got to, she's got to get her way in there. The other one just asked me, well, what can you change a family recipe? Of course you can. You don't change the overallness, but you can tweak it. You can make it better. You can make it your style with your signature on it. See that andouille, that's all about, like, I think about Phil. He loves andouille sausage. So, yeah, he's going to put that in things he likes.
So when you talk about your recipes in general, do you tend to have more sweetness to them, more spice to them? What is your...
Well, personally, my family likes a lot of spice. Me, myself, personal, I don't always want it too hot, but my family does like it hot. So occasionally I'll take out something before I get it really, really hot. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But now I'm fond of sweetness. I never met a dessert I didn't like.
What's your favorite from the book?
Oh, I love the peach cobbler. Man, is it good. I mean, and we have a family thing where we used to pick peaches, peel them together, and then Phil would usually help me. And I make the peach cobbler, and then he would take whatever. We'd always get like a bushel of peaches, and then he would make peach preserves or something. But the peach cobbler I make will melt in your mouth. And so, and we kind of did it together like that. We've done a lot of things where we gathered berries or different things, and off the trees and all that, or the bushes or the vines, you know. And we'd all do it kind of a family thing together, and it was really fun.
And also, I see here on page 90, I'm one of the few people that really likes broccoli. I know a lot of people, a former president didn't like broccoli, and it's kind of on a lot of people's bad list. But I love broccoli, and this is broccoli cornbread, which sounds really good to me. I don't think I've ever had anything like that.
Yeah, broccoli, I love it, too, and it's really, really good for you. You can make a broccoli salad, or we love old-timey broccoli with cheese, or like here, you can put it in the cornbread. I know more Southerners probably eat cornbread than in the North, but it puts something healthy in something good.
Yeah, right. Well, a lot of us up here in the North, you know, we know cornbread when we go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, we get one of those little cornbread biscuits that they throw in.
Yeah. Well, we make a lot of cornbread in the South. We have hot water cornbread. We have hush puppies. I mean, we have regular cornbread. We have broccoli cornbread. I mean, we can just cornbread dressing. See, we got the cornbread. And it's pretty cheap. I think that's a long time ago. A lot of people, when they didn't have all the food like they do now, and they had to eat, like, dry beans. I know Phil's family grew up 7 kids, pretty poor. And they had a lot of pinto beans. And to kick it up a notch, they had the cornbread to go with it. So, you know, and they could have that and didn't have to have a meat.
We're talking with Miss Kay. Her new cookbook is out, Celebrating Family and Friends, recipes for every month of the year. What is it about Duck Dynasty, do you think, that has struck such a chord with people that it's so popular?
You know, I ask people that all over America, everywhere I go, because we travel a lot. And I say, why? Why do you like us? Because I just want to hear it from my fans, or, you know, what's the deal? And she said, well, We feel like you're just real. You're real people. They feel like we're sincere, and they feel like they can relate to us because, I mean, we're poor to riches and down-to-earth family, raised kids, live on the river. You know, it hadn't always been glorious. We've had bad times, have good times now, and they feel like they can relate. That's what they say to me.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, another, how many seasons of on A&E so far?
Nine.
Oh, my goodness. Do you ever get used to the cameras where they don't make you feel uncomfortable?
Oh, yes. I'm used to them now. Totally used to them. It's kind of scary, really, because Phil and I will talk and say, oh, we got a mic on. We shouldn't have said that.
All right. Well, Kay Robertson, thank you so much for a few minutes. We look forward to this cookbook.
Thank you so much for having me.
With Kay Robertson of Duck Dynasty, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.